Okay, everybody, we have one panel before we get our lunch break today. It's my pleasure again to introduce the moderator of this panel, who is Patrick Crane, who is currently the General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer of Gulfport Energy Corporation. Patrick has been a longtime supporter of our program, about 9 years, actually, and is responsible for recruiting folks for us, and he's just really made valuable contributions to this conference, and we appreciate that very, very much. Before joining Gulfport, Patrick was the Deputy General Counsel and also the Chief Risk and Compliance Officer for Chesapeake Energy Corporation, so he's had some major responsibilities. Before that, he was a partner at an international law firm here in town and did regulatory and SEC enforcement defense. Before that, he was with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, as an attorney, and also worked for the SEC. Patrick and I had the pleasure of working with Patrick. I'm not sure he had much pleasure, but because of Patrick's intelligence and initiative, he handled the big complex cases at the SEC during his tenure and did a heck of a job. Anyway, thank you for being here today, Patrick. And if you would introduce your panel or have them introduce themselves, we can get started.
Great. Thanks, Steve. The one thing I will guarantee you about this panel is that it will end on time, being lunch. We have two new participants at the Institute this year, and they're both not lawyers, so we actually have slides for a change and written materials. And it's an interesting topic that's been touched in almost every panel before on executive compensation and clawback. So we have Brooke Hopkins with us, who's a partner and managing director at Alex Partners. She has more than two decades of experience in project management, process improvement, controls integration, forensic accounting investigations, compliance remediation, and global ESG compliance. So she brings a very different and valuable perspective to us. And then we have Vanessa Salinas-Beckstrom, who was an investigations and forensics partner at PwC, and she's a CPA, certified fraud examiner, and certified in financial forensics with, again, over two decades of experience in this field. So we have kind of a half legal and half accounting perspective with this, which is really nice. And then many of you know Sarah Mallett from the SEC in Fort Worth. Separate from the numerous important cases she's brought, she's been awarded by the commission with two honors. The first is the Chair's Award for Investor Protection, recognizing outstanding contributions and exemplary service of a team who undertakes and accomplishes meaningful and innovative advances in the agency's efforts on behalf of retail investors. And then the second, I'd never read the description of this award, but know other people who have been honored with it, but the Ellen B. Ross Award, recognizing an individual who displays exemplary commitment, enthusiasm, and performance. And then I think this is the most important part, while working to fulfill the commission's mandate to equitably and effectively enforce federal securities laws. And I think anyone who's worked with or against Sarah knows she embodies that and is somebody who's very fair and thoughtful. Before we get started, I'd like to just set the table a little bit with executive compensation and clawbacks, because I think it's something that seems very simple, but is amazingly complex and also very important to people. And I think that's where there's been the emphasis on it with Dodd-Frank and with the SEC and with DOJ. I mean, Dodd-Frank was passed in 2010, and Section 954 set forth the guidance to create clawback policies, and it went to the SEC for rulemaking. And, you know, if you had a baby the same day this was born, and it would be about ready to go to high school by the time the final rules came out. And late last year, the SEC came up with their final rules. And interestingly, the Dodd-Frank legislation gave a lot of flexibility to the commission and how they were going to structure the rules. And the commission itself really applied them in a very strict way, in a very draconian way. And we'll talk more about that as we visit with the panel. And really what I've thought about a lot with the DOJ's pilot program, with the SEC's rules that are now with the exchanges, is, you know, really what they're seeking to accomplish. And if you think about my entire career with, you know, in the regulatory world, and the DOJ in particular, there's been a large criticism that individuals are never prosecuted, and ultimately it's easier to prove scienter on a company, and you put a big fine on the company, and then the company is really punishing shareholders with the money that goes out the door. And so that's been a tension forever, and I think a lot of the clawback policies from a regulator's perspective will really go to that.